He started throwing coins, and now we're...
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. He was throwing coins at him at the gas station.
I guess
was
like, it seems aggressive. Like, that's the same energy of getting spoiled about, like, Spider-Man or something. Like,
oh, I can't wait for Spider-Man. Okay, so let's start this. You know what? I do want to say, though, is Lunchables. I still like them. I don't care how old I get. Still like Lunchables. Listen,
our generation is obsessed with two things: wine and charcuterie boards. What did we get as kids?
Lunchables.
Fucking juice boxes, yeah. And Lunchables. You tell me.
Like, dude, I bought a Lunchable for breakfast, and as I was eating it, I was like, you know, I'm pretty happy right now.
Wait, which Lunchable?
Just the turkey cheddar one?
No, see, messed up already.
What's the one I'm supposed to get?
The pizza one, man.
No. I want classic, and pizza's not classic. Okay, anyways, welcome Zilla Nation. What's your favorite Lunchable?
Yeah, man, this is just super quiet about this.
We all agree, right, that like the turkey cheddar one or the ham and whatever cheese one.
That's like classic meat and cheese.
This is classic. Why would the pizza one, it's a disgrace to pizza. We don't need that. Welcome Zilla Nation. Hope you all having a wonderful day whenever you're listening to this, or wonderful morning. Today, the first thing I want to start, because it's huge in the news, Spider-Man. That trailer dropped. Oh man, I've watched it a couple times. I watched the slow-mos of Lizard getting smacked in the face by
nothing.
By the air.
Did you watch the Portuguese trailer? Because they had actual Spider-Man in that one punching the Lizard.
Oh, no way. Andrew
Garfield? Or yeah. It was?
Yeah. Oh, they forgot to edit it out?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Awesome. Keep something a secret that everybody already knows about.
Only the U.S. American trailer got edited.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I mean, I kept seeing things where you see him getting decked, and he's not even staring at Tom Holland in our, like, he's looking at someone in front. So, like, they did it with Endgame. Of course, they're doing it with this.
I saw it was a meme. It was just, like, a still of it, but it was, like, they put in Doctor Strange, Daredevil, all the Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Like, they just added
they started adding
everybody, and I was like, damn. Nice.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm so excited. Like, my hype meter is pretty high. Yeah. I'm going to say the only two movies that I was more hyped for than this was Endgame and Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, well, you're a Godzilla freak, so yeah, makes sense.
I was so excited to watch him smack him around.
Did you see what Tom Holland said about playing Spider-Man in the future?
I read that he said that he would help any new people that play Spider-Man and like help them through and stuff like that.
He said if he was still playing Spider-Man when he was 30, he did something wrong.
Dang.
So he's not looking at the permanent spot. And he's already, he said he'd be on board for like a Miles Morales, like... Yeah. Spider-Man. So,
I mean, also that character of Spider-Man, though, too. I mean, he's got to stay in crazy shape. He's got to do acrobatics, and I mean, that's a lot of dedication. If you were to Spider-Man for even the next 10 years, like he's not old, but like that's got to be on your mind all the time. He's already in his twenties.
So,
yeah. Panda, what'd you think of the trailer?
Man, I'm hyped.
All right.
Hype meter there.
Yeah. It exists. So we know. I don't know if Daredevil's gonna fight, and I really hope that he does, because I would love to see him suit up next to Spider-Man and stuff. But I don't think they're gonna do that.
Does Daredevil ever tangle with Spider-Man villains?
Yeah,
directly.
Like
directly.
Kingpin's like one of his big ones, which is one of Spider-Man's big ones.
I always viewed Kingpin as a Daredevil.
That's a huge Spider-Man. Did you not watch the Spider-Man animated series? Who was the guy?
But who always shows up? Did you see all the
animated series that got announced too?
Oh, the X-Men one.
The X-Men. They're rebooting the Spider-Man one. There's just some. The She-Hulk.
They announced a lot.
Yeah, there's so much going on.
It was hype for sure. I always viewed Kingpin as a Daredevil, and I guess only because. More recently, just from the Netflix one, that I was just like, yeah, that makes more sense. Like Kingpin's in the Hell's Kitchen area anyway. With Luke Cage and all that.
I mean, in the animated series and the comics, they cross over a lot. But yeah, Kingpin is both, you know, enemy of both of them. But Daredevil and Spider-Man are pretty good friends from what I remember in the comics as well.
Well, because he's always getting him out of lawsuits and stuff. So.
My name is actual Daredevil. I think he may have helped Spider-Man develop his own fight style as well. I forget, there were a couple of guys that helped him to become, I forget what it was called, but he basically uses his spider sense as a mix with the martial arts and all this stuff and just becomes unstoppable. yeah, this new movie is gonna come out. It's gonna
break the internet.
I'm wondering what Venom's role in the movie will be, because we know that he's in the MCU, so I'm sure he's gonna make some kind of cameo. I wonder if he's actually gonna help him fight, though.
Well, so we kind of have all six, right? We, excluding Venom, we have a Sinister Six right now.
We have the Vulture. I don't know if he's in it or not, but we have Doc Ock.
We have two goblins.
No, it's the same goblin. His mask gets ripped off, and then he wears
his. Is
that
what that was? Yeah, so everybody was saying like it looks like a Hobgoblin.
From the leaks and stuff that I saw even before this trailer came out, and I've seen the art for it. Yeah. William Dafoe, you know, why wouldn't you have his face and have cover with a mask kind of thing? Yeah. So he comes in with his mask. Apparently, he gets his butt kicked or whatever. He loses or something. He pretends to be a. Like a homeless person or whatever to get back at Aunt May, or I don't know, whatever is going on, but he loses his mask, and so he doesn't have it. He wears goggles and stuff. I think there was a toy that came out or something with him wearing it or something like that.
Okay.
But we have a Green Goblin, we have a Sandman, we have an Electro, we have a Doc Ock, we have a Lizard.
Mm-hmm.
So who would be the sixth then?
Well, so that's why they were saying like that was Hobgoblin, because that would be the sixth.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know.
Regardless, we don't know if it's like that, but also like, you know, Venom could be the sixth. But also I feel like he would just be at the near the end of it. If this whole thing is going the way you think it's gonna go, where everybody gets zapped back into wherever their reality is, and Tom Holland goes to some other universe. That's where Venom's gonna follow him.
Okay, yeah, be interesting.
If it's your way of going.
So we know that the Vulture is in the MCU.
Yep.
We don't know what could happen. We know the Scorpion is as well, and they haven't done anything with him since he had his little cameo or whatever, and he asked the Vulture about Spider-Man. We even know that the Rhino was at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, right? So
it was the end, but again, it's just depends on where everybody's getting pulled from. Well, what part of their timeline they're getting pulled.
The six is what I mean. Like they could pull, like anyone could be the six if they're going to have a Sinister Six.
But also, would they stick with Mechanical Rhino or actual beefed up human Rhino?
genetically
altered Rhino, you know?
And then did you guys see the Doc Ock, his tentacles have like the Iron Man colors on them?
Well, you started seeing like it. They were talking about that. It was like absorbing
the nanotech. Dude, I'm excited. I'm ready for this. Maybe we'll just get everyone. We'll just get Blade in the movie. We'll get Spider-Man. We'll get Daredevil.
Well, Blade was at the end of Eternals.
I know. We'll get him in. We'll have the Black Knight will show up for some reason, too.
He's just there. Yeah, he's just everyone. There, you know?
We'll watch Andrew Garfield
We'll see Nick Fury, see what he's been up to.
Oh, man. I'll watch Andrew Garfield do some kick flips with his cool skateboard because he was a cool Spider-Man.
Maybe we'll see a Skrull.
Imagine. Unless.
No, they're already talking about Secret Invasion.
Yeah, there's a lot they're gonna. I'm really, after this is done, I'm curious to see, you know, where everyone goes. I kind of want to watch Doctor Strange and Spider-Man are gonna tangle a little bit. It's gonna be kind of cool because you watch him punch him out of his body like he did the Hulk.
This one's gonna, regardless of just like the Spider-Man side of it, it's gonna be interesting to see how because this is gonna directly relate to Doctor Strange's next movie. Right, the multiverse.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
So, who knows what's going to happen to that? To like, you know, how that's going to lead into Doctor Strange's like movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So from everything I read, I mean, it looks like Doctor Strange does a spell. Peter messes up the spell. He gives them like a prison thing to capture these things as they're all coming through, and then he's going to send them back. But in the trailer, he says like, you know, they're meant to die by Spider-Man's hands or something like that, and. Maybe the Green Goblin's going to convince Peter to do something else because, I mean, he's young, so he's not necessarily like...
I saw some trailer theories of Aunt May dies.
Yeah, I've seen the Aunt May dies. I've seen the... pretty much all the females will die. Maybe one of them. Hogan might die. Like, if someone's going down...
And I don't think it's happy.
I mean, he's a character, though, that you could have
John Favreau is not going to kill himself. No, it's not.
He's not producing this or anything, but he's a character that would have an emotional impact, but without any
dire consequences.
Yeah, there's no consequence to him dying.
But isn't Happy, like, aside from Pepper, isn't he, like, in, like the head of...
Pepper's the head of it. He's just head of security, I guess. But, I mean, regardless,
For Morgan.
Yeah, so, but again, he would be a character that everyone would be sad, just like Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
Everyone was sad, but again, not someone that is important to the overall.
What do you mean? I cried.
Coulson? I didn't say you weren't sad.
Agent Coulson was the backbone of that team.
He literally said everyone was sad.
Yeah. Everyone was sad.
But he's saying it wasn't an important thing.
It wasn't important.
He was an important
person.
I'm
saying he's not important to the
Avengers.
Overall story, you didn't need him there. So it was okay to kill
him. He's like the Indiana Jones.
Without Coulson, they wouldn't have gotten the courage to go fight.
He's like the Indiana Jones of the series.
But what do you have to do for that to happen?
Listen, I don't need to go down that rabbit hole, okay? When I got told that, I went dark for a little bit. It was not a good place for me.
I mean, they aren't wrong.
Have you heard that?
They aren't wrong. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen
it. Just so everybody knows what we're talking about, Indiana Jones is a movie. He did not have to be there, and the movie would have ended the exact same way. The things would have happened regardless.
It's a good thing I haven't watched the movies.
Have you really not?
I saw the one with Shia LaBeouf and hated it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I've watched...
You literally watched the worst one.
What's the one where they all get like melted?
It's like watching the Star Wars where Leia has the Force.
Yeah.
What? The Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Sure. I remember some... Like, I vaguely remember it and people got melted or something, but... Yeah. Anyways, we're excited for Spider-Man, not Indiana Jones.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you've been playing some Battlefield and some Halo. Let's talk about that.
What's it like to have gravity-defying... ships and stuff.
I actually don't see much of that. Battlefield as a whole, I think it's a good game. EA servers are still potatoes.
Well, sure.
That's never going to change. The crossplay is pretty nice.
We like potatoes.
But the crossplay causes the potato servers, so
mash
hopefully they fix that. Definitely what's fun is playing all the old game modes, like the Battlefield 3 with the Rush, pretty much remastered. You get Bad Company, Bad Company 2.
Bad Company, man. I've loved Bad Company.
Like all those old school maps. I'm just waiting for Metro 24/7 to come out on their server right now. Freaking Battlefield 3, just the train one where you're just running underground in the train.
Oh, I was like, wait, that's a game. But okay, Metro. Yeah. All right, I'm going to get it. I just wanted to fully work before
and play it for like half a month and then stop.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But then again, Halo's coming out. And
multiplayer's already.
I will say this,
but it's just the beta though.
This
right?
game is like the Battlefield at least reminds me of Battlefield 3, so it's a lot more addicting to play than the rest of the Battlefields, like hands down, in my opinion.
Nice.
I've been playing it daily for sure. And then there's Halo, which
Halo's like the multiplayer release.
I thought the multiplayer was just the beta right now.
It is in beta, yes.
It's from what I heard, it's the cleanest beta they've had.
It is a very clean beta. I will say there are too many grenades in the game.
It's
way
never
too
enough.
Many grenades.
Nope, it's never enough.
Freaking annoying.
But sticky grenades. That's so
the grapple,
satisfying.
I saw the grapple feature.
The grapple's tight. I'm trying to think here. All the abilities are tight. I think the maps are pretty well balanced for what they are.
There's a giant hole in one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
And then, one guy, I saw a cliff guy, like, somehow was able to knock three of them out, and he just grappled out. He's just like...
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I will say the battle pass is the hardest thing in that game. I've been playing for, like, the past, three, 4 days since it came out?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm barely level 2 in the battle pass.
Jeez.
My friends barely hit level 4. They play a little bit more than I do, but you have
still,
to, like... It's hard. It's hard.
Well, then that's probably what's going to get...
Well, the battle
rebalanced.
Pass is pretty much completely free.
Oh, that's why it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a battle pass for a while, and then they would need another one for a new season. I don't know how long their seasons are. It's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're fun. I think the game is fun. I've been switching between Battlefield and Halo.
Do you know if this, like, whatever you do carries over and stuff? Like, it's, like, the legit version for the multiplayer?
Yeah, they have ranked and everything in it,
too. Oh, okay.
Too.
So that's why I was holding off, is I didn't want to put in time if it wasn't going to
Like
count.
Rainbow Six Siege, how their ranked never left beta for years.
Cool. I'm going to download it when we're done, then, and I'll check it out. So we have Battlefield, we have Halo. The campaign comes out December 7th, I think.
Yeah, you can pre-order right now on Steam or Xbox.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it comes with the Xbox Game Pass, though. So if you do have the Xbox Game Pass, you'll get the campaign included.
Oh, cool.
Sick.
We got to love Game Pass. Shout out to Microsoft for Game Pass.
Hashtag sponsorship.
Oh, man, imagine. dude, Game Pass is the best deal. Like, I tell everyone, like, just
have it.
You get everything.
Yeah.
The campaign, though, I'm really excited for. Multiplayer, yeah, I'm going to get that. So if any of you want to play with us, add me on Xbox, Venomzilla, with two A's at the end. And we'll kill Daniel if he tries to play, too.
Yeah. Wait.
Daniel's not very good at shooting games. He shoots the rocks and the birds.
He's gotten better. He moved up from iron to bronze in Valorant.
He shoots the rocks and the birds and the toes of people.
And when I play on a gold account, I hold my own. So
nice.
Oh, I'm Valorant?
Mm-hmm.
I know. We don't talk about that game.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't like that game.
No, we do.
You know what game is like Valorant but better?
Did you? You got off the island. I know you did.
So I played. I played Kingdom Hearts, and
you can't tell me it's like Valorant.
Yeah, I played Kingdom Hearts, and I got off the island. At first, for a minute, I got stuck because it was like, I was like, where the hell are these dumb coconuts that I need to find? And I literally got frustrated and I was like, I'm just going to beat up some trees. And then out came some freaking coconuts. And I was like, this is so
coconuts
dumb.
Come from trees. Go figure.
Crazy.
Yeah, but they should be there. You should be able to see them already. There's nothing there. So why would I think that I would have to hit the trees for them to just magically...
I don't know. Considering like 10-year-olds figured it out when it first came out.
Yeah, but that, see, I'm thinking of new games, and they would actually be able to render them on the tree, and then I would think, okay, hit them down. Not this. It just they just magically
Think of this as
fall.
Like Dark Souls. You just got to figure it out, man. Yeah.
So I got that. I literally got off the island, and I was like, all right. And like the music does... Like some of the music was in, I was like, all right. Like it's already kind of getting
addicting.
He hasn't
gotten to Simple and Clean, though.
Mm-mm. And so I got off the island. I walked around a little bit. There's a chest that I wanted, and I couldn't open it. Oh, okay. Yeah, anyways. So that's where I'm at. That's all I've gotten to. I found the first save point. I walked into
a
place.
So, you haven't fought Leon yet?
I haven't done anything other than I walked into the item shop where Sid runs it.
Uh-huh.
You literally haven't even started the game.
Yeah. Game okay, the rule was I need to start to get off the island so that Daniel would start League. Did you start League?
I haven't started League.
So you lied to me.
But I did start Arcane.
You did. Which brings me to a good point.
So I feel like I did what I was supposed to do. All
right, so Kingdom Hearts, he needs to play League still, but Arcane. Oh my goodness. I'm happy and sad at the same time.
So I will say, like, I'm enjoying it for someone who does not know anything about League and someone who is a little bit more into...
Wait, so you're saying Brian and I were right?
Fantasy side.
Is that what you're saying?
If you're a D&D enthusiast, this will definitely give you D&D vibes.
Oh, just the hex cores?
No, but just in general. You got your barbarians, you got your rogues, you got your...
I guess so.
There's some vibes in there. But okay. Yes... You were right.
Wait, say the words. We'll wait.
You bitches were right.
Wow. Panda and Venom were correct. And
punk
Dan...
ass. Punk ass Brian.
Okay, well, we were right. So Arcane has been... I'm sad that there's only one more act. Does it come out this Saturday? Or do we have to wait
Weekly,
another week?
Yeah,
this Saturday. We get the last three episodes, but they have more planned.
More plan, but look how long this one took him to make. I don't want to wait that long.
I will say animation slaps for sure.
I think it's going to win some awards. I think when they do like their Netflix awards and all this stuff, I think this is going to be in there for the animation and stuff.
How do you guys feel about having Imagine Dragons cameo in there?
I love that part.
I thought that was funny.
The internet hated it so
really?
Much.
Oh, I enjoyed the hell out
I went,
of that.
I thought it was cool. I went on the League subreddit, which you don't want to do unless you want salt. But they're like, why are they there? They shouldn't be there. And it's like, bro.
Because they literally wrote a song for
they
it.
They gave me hope, though, because if I saw them in there, then I have hope that KDA will show up in the series.
Wow.
I hope that
that's
they,
a reach.
I wow. hope that they have them in there and they're not like the regular characters.
Do you also eat hopes and dreams for breakfast?
Yes.
So what characters have you noticed, John, in the series?
The main Vi, Jinx, I mean, Caitlyn. Dude, Caitlyn's cute in that, too. Victor. Well, okay, the main ones that are in there. I don't know the guy's name, but the doctor is the guy with the big thing on his back, right? That he runs away to kill you.
Jace?
No, Jace is the guy with the big ass hammer. He's a vanguard.
He's the crippled one, but no.
No, that's Victor.
No, Victor's the
Victor.
One.
Remember he goes to see the doctor because the doctor was trying to save the life of like that weird dragon looking thing? Or he was trying to save the mutation? Singed? Yeah. So I looked at him, I was like, okay, he becomes the guy with the tank thing that runs away from you in the game. I knew about Warwick, but I had to look it up because I just looked up the guy's name and I was like, why is this guy important? And then that fell out. The girl that he likes or loves or sleeps with or whatever, is she a character? I mean, she reminds me of Samira, but
the theories are that she's LeBlanc,
Or LeBlanc. Yeah.
So LeBlanc, if you guys don't know League lore, she instigates wars like crazy because she sounds about benefits right. from them. She's able to clone herself multiple times, like through magic.
Ooh.
So it could be just one version of LeBlanc.
Hmm. Okay.
So characters were missing that at least I haven't seen. I saw Kindred's mask. So in the scene cool. where Caitlyn's talking to that chick, that's Caitlyn's Kindred's mask.
Okay.
We're still missing Zach, which could appear because he's also from Zaun, and Orianna also.
I will just say though, like those first few episodes are emotional roller coaster.
This whole thing is emotional. Like, I'm gonna say this once,
but fuck Heimerdinger, bro.
Bro,
he got what he deserved. That piece of shit.
No, look what he dealt with. Like, I'm down. I'm not pro Heimerdinger, but it's like
he plays Heimerdinger.
He literally he has a reason for it. It's not like he's just trying to be a dick about it.
No, yeah. I'm putting all my actual League feelings aside. My toxic League feelings of this stupid character. I felt bad for the guy. Like, Jace fucked him over so bad. Jace went from like I'm the corruption. Yeah. In literally like 3 seconds.
He's Darth Vader. It's his empire now.
Straight.
And then also that theater is reminiscent of the Jyn Camille trailer. So Camille's also from there.
Hmm.
So we might see some extra cameos.
Where's Seraphine from? Is she not?
I think she's also from Piltover.
I will say though, when they first showed like the ship travel system, all I could think of was like fast travel unlocked.
you got fast travel. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. It's everything. Yeah, I'm liking it all a lot so far.
And then the one that took Vi spoilers, you know, the one that took her at the end. There, it's Echo. So if you look at Echo's design in the game, he has the same mask like on his knee that he's wearing.
Oh, really?
As part of the Firefly leader.
Oh, okay.
Wait, he's the cop?
He's the Firefly leader.
No, the guy.
Oh,
the
guy I just had a feeling it was him anyways, by just based off the model, but I just, you know, I had no proof. I didn't look it up.
I was having hope it was the two kids. And then now that they kids. Got
one of the Hex techs.
Oh.
Milo and the other
brother
guy.
Dead.
No, come on.
Dude, the scenes with them in it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a wild ride.
When they pan over and they're dead with Jinx, I was just like, they just are with her always because she's always... But no, like they have Vi's character. When you look at her model in the game, like, you know, she's wearing his goggles and stuff like that. So like, they're gone, bro.
Mm-mm.
They're way gone.
Mm-mm.
And now they're old as hell. Yeah, they're way gone. Whenever Warwick comes back, however they bring him back, it's gonna be kind of cool. Act 3, I can't wait. And then I'm gonna be sad because it's gonna be over, and I'm gonna be like, what?
More.
What do I do with my life now?
So did you see all the League game announcements they made? The Ruined King game, the Mayhem game. They had two other games I forgot the name of. But that Mayhem one looks pretty tight. It's a music game.
I want them to come out with that MMO that they were talking about. I mean, it's going to be years off, but once they do, hell yeah. I'm so down to be in that world. Like, I like everything about it so far. So
yeah.
Put me in, coach. All right. So other than League, we've still been playing our slime game. Mm-hmm. And... if you like mobile games, Reincarnate is the Slime on there. I want more anime games that I need to play. Brian, actually, anime, what's anything coming out? I know you talked about Goblin Slayer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing new. There's no new news right now. Everyone's just waiting for the winter season to roll around, which is when Attack on Titan comes out. You got the movie for Jujutsu.
Should I actually watch Attack on
yes.
Titan?
Yes.
I'm not asking you, Daniel. I'm asking Panda.
So let me tell you, because season one was hype.
Okay.
Season two, Resident Sleeper, but for a very good reason. Like, there's a lot that goes on in season
two.
So
much information.
Season three,
slaps.
God bless. It's the best season I've ever watched in any anime.
Slaps.
Ooh.
Season four, that's the newest one, right? Yeah. Season four? Yes. Yeah. It's just like, damn. Honestly, you don't even know who the good or bad guys are anymore.
No, the concept of good and bad is out the window.
This is literally that show you watch and you're like, there's no good, there's no bad.
Do I actually want to root for? Because it's like, whose story am I more invested
in? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you literally start loving the bad guys, and hating the good guys.
Why is it fuck Gabby?
Aren't the bad guys the Titans?
Fuck Gabby. Oh, see, you don't even know. You don't even know who Gabby is? Oh, God.
The bad guys are the Titans. Gabby. This guy.
Yeah,
okay. Season 3 changed all of that.
It's wild to see where they are now, rewatching it and being like,
I will say sells it more is the freaking banger tracks they put in it.
That, and then so what is it, the first 3 seasons were by a different studio and then MAPPA took over. Animation gets so much better in the
new, but Titan, it's still not so bad.
A like, Titan power level, could a Titan
no
fight no, a Gundam?
I don't. The Colossal could.
With the heat it emits, like
literally kick it too. Like, yeah. All right, so there's different classes.
There's so many different classes of Titan.
If we're going with the one that you're probably thinking of, this is the most popular, like just the armored one could probably do it.
The Hammer Titan.
Well, for sure, because of its ability.
Because its ability, and then you just gotta unplug it.
Yeah. I laugh so hard when I watch that part.
So they'd win against the Gundams, or they would just put up a good fight?
I think if you put generalized Titans,
no. But if you're talking about the Titans that are special, like, ones,
the six main Titans.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What about Zoids? Could Zoids do any better?
No. What the hell is a Zoid?
I don't know. The animal versions of Zords. Gundam.
I don't watch Gundam, so I don't know.
I always thought it'd be cool to watch like big robots fight Titans. So
I don't think you'll watch Attack on Titan, even if you talk about it.
Which you should.
The first episode
has the greatest hype up speech ever.
I will never forget the I said charge, damn it. He's being dragged away. And it's just like, bruh. That's a speech.
I said forward. Oh,
so good.
Oh, you have
maybe I will. There's someone that was telling me to watch it.
What's that?
I have one of the Apple rep at my store was telling me that I had to watch it. Well, she liked it, and I was like, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch Second Time. You gotta watch Overlord because their new season's coming out. You gotta watch Saga of Tiny the Evil because new season's coming out. You gotta watch Devil's a Part Timer because that one's freaking badass.
That is beautiful.
It is hilarious, and the action in there is so freaking good.
The devil as a part timer?
Yeah,
it's the actual devil.
Literally the devil.
Yeah, the devil.
Oh, actually, real quick, speaking of the devil, I watched.
Works at McDonald's.
I watched Lucifer. You guys watch that?
No. The CW one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I finished it. I just finished it all.
Is it actually?
He's been binging it, by the way.
Is it done?
Yeah,
is it done?
Yeah. No, it's done. Done.
Yeah, because they meet like God now or something, right?
There's a lot that happened, yeah. But it is done. Done.
Supernatural.
Yeah, right.
It was good. I liked it. You should finish it for sure.
I think the last episode I watched was he sent his mom.
Oh yeah, dude. You have a lot.
Oh yeah.
You have like three seasons, I think, but like, especially on Netflix and. The feels came for sure. There were definitely parts I was like, you know, but it's really good. So nice. If you're a Lucifer fan, I was sad with the ending, but I did like the end. I mean, I liked everything for
you
it.
You guys
it
even
was good.
Finish Supernatural?
I never even watched Supernatural.
So I got,
I tried to binge it.
The main plot.
I tried to binge it. Let me finish. I tried. Uh-huh. And then I got like 5 episodes in and I was just like, dude, I'm tired of watching your mom on fire up in the ceiling and stuff. Like it's just
the entire first
just,
act.
I was like, this seasons. Is just sad. Like everyone, this is just too sad. And I was like, eh. And it didn't hook me though. Except like the one, I guess, was it the first or second episode with like the girl that would go in the car with him and then kill him.
You would get hooked once Castiel came out.
But, well, yeah. Well, the first season was such, I met the guys from Supernatural. Because it's the,
it went from the weekly monster hunting.
That's literally what they wanted.
Like, Wow, this is more than monster hunting, because that's what the whole idea of Supernatural was. This is a monster hunting show.
They're gonna every week
gonna
is a new
expand
monster.
Expand
yeah.
it like yeah. slowly.
They got too big.
Yeah,
but then they were like, okay,
it was
we
just supposed
like,
to be a simple. We're monster hunters. Who killed my mom?
Yeah, dude. And there's demons and angels.
Nah,
and,
man. You know, have you gotten to the freaking?
But have you finished it?
I got. So,
hold on.
2 or 3 seasons past Leviathans is how far I got.
You're literally like at the end.
Yeah, I know. I just never finished it because the Leviathans just ruined everything for me. Purgatory was just so boring.
Purgatory was a thing. Okay, we we don't talk about it anymore. There's a reason why they don't go back.
So maybe I'll watch this.
No, you won't. I just finished binging. I'm going to stop you right there, fam. I'm going to stop you right there because I don't want you to invest that. I'd rather you watch better anime shows.
I can put this on while I'm gaming because they can be in the background and I can like look over at it.
15 seasons.
Okay, so it can be on in the background.
You have a better chance of finishing One Piece. You need
to pay attention to some of them.
I will for some while I'm playing my game.
Hey, have you ever watched Bleach?
Yes.
New season, last season. Coming out next year.
Wait, Bleach still has new seasons?
No, it has one last arc because it like ended, but the manga is still going, and they are like, no, we're not going to do anymore. And then they're like, oh yeah, we should probably finish this.
Yeah, manga's over, so they're doing the Thousand Year Blood War is what it's called.
No, I need to rewatch that.
So I started watching it for the first time because I was like, I'm gonna let me watch it. I'm tired of One Piece. I can't commit my life to that.
I started Hunter x Hunter.
You started Resident Sleeper. That thing is so boring. I thought the show is there.
Like I've only watched the first episode, but I was just like, yeah, very 90s vibe, very very much like, yeah, I could see how this is gonna go, kind of thing. Like, but you know,
the fights are good. Like in when I'm comparing shows like that, like older shows that are popular, like some of the top three or whatever. I think Bleach right now is in my top. The fights are so clean. The power-up system like just makes sense. Aizen's one badass fucking villain. Like straight up. Like I've never met a more coldly calculated villain in any show.
See, where it got confusing to me with Bleach was just like where Ichigo like loses his powers, he gets his powers, he loses his powers, he gets different powers. He's like, it's like it's all over the map. And I'm like, where are we? So
that's not that confusing.
I gotta rewatch it for sure.
Yeah, I mean I'm on episode,
but I remember when like
I still haven't watched Bleach.
What was that anime brawler game that came out?
Anime brawler.
It's like,
Jump Force.
Oh, Jump Force. Taken off of the servers. You hear that they're done?
Oh my God. Bad game. It was
so hype when it was like announced. There was like,
a game.
Yeah.
I think there was a game before that, but it was like Ichigo like goes into his holo form, and then when you use it, you die. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Why would
it's
I?
It's an ace in the hole. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the fuck.
I don't know. And there, the
first game before. It was before Jump Force, and it was the same premise.
I think you'll enjoy Bleach. Ignoring all the filler episodes, it's such a good show.
That's like Naruto saying like Naruto's good if you ignore all the filler episodes. Like,
yeah,
it's the same vibe, same energy.
Naruto got weird for a while. I think I like ninjas are cool, but I still think I like Bleach more than Naruto.
Really?
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, what about Boruto?
I think just the power up system in here because. Really, their fights, they don't win. And to me, that's just like, hell yeah. Like, I'm with it. Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, like, they really just win every fight.
They lost to Black.
I don't know who that is.
Well, they usually lose the first go around. They got to figure out a way to get above there.
It's the Saiyan lore that they have to lose to get stronger.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the kind of episode it was. Introduce a new bad guy.
Every time we talk... Dragon Ball shows up.
This was your
fault.
This
was him. This was
me. This is me.
Definitely Brian. But it's like every episode just weigh in.
Because I mean, just like everything is a JoJo reference, Dragon Ball Z is the father of all shonen.
That's grandfather shonen. So
yeah, grandpa's there. Literally, they're the creators of I'm gonna lose. And
One Piece is not in that. That's literally
One Piece is the Bible of anime. Okay, like when you want to read the Bible, you watch One Piece.
Damn, that's a lot.
But no one wants to read the Bible. No one watches One Piece.
That's true.
Sorry to all the One Piece lovers out there. I know there are a bunch.
Sorry to all the Bible lovers out there.
Oh, yeah. No, but One Piece, okay, the 1,000th episode airing is going to be tight. Like, the movie's going to be tight. I want to catch up in time to watch the movie.
You won't.
I'm on episode 800-something. I could make it.
When's the movie?
Next year.
Next year what?
Yeah.
Next... I thought it was August or September.
All right, clock it now, folks. See if he catches up before the movie.
So my goal now, I'm so tired of the show. I'm so tired of the show. I'm going to put on dubs and just listen to it.
Wow. Damn. That's how you over must be real. You are?
Yeah.
And dubs not even caught up either. So.
Yeah, I just can't.
I can't. Like how far back is Dub? Like, it's got to be at least like.
It's pretty good. Honestly, I'm just in the most boring arc. I'm on Hazard Punk, and it's just freaking boring.
You just telling me Hazard Punk is the most boring one?
Yeah.
It's not more boring than Dragon Ball.
Stop.
Dragon just Ball stop. Ruined Dragon Ball. Z.
What was it? GT ruined it.
Gran Turismo. I'd rather watch GT than Dragon Ball.
Yeah, well.
Well, okay. We got anime to watch. We got things freaking to watch.
Episode.
Watch Lucifer. Yeah, finish Lucifer for sure and tell me because I'm interested to see what you think.
Start like, Supernatural.
I'll start it again. It's going to be on the background, though, dude. I'm not going to lie.
It's fine.
All right.
As long as you... Listen, some of the middle episodes do not matter. It's the beginning chunks and the end chunks. You have to pay attention.
Watch Overlord.
Yeah, Overlord.
I'm excited to watch Overlord.
And then you got to watch Saga of Tanya the Evil, dude.
Second season.
Did you watch Saga of Tanya the Evil?
No.
What's the one with Saber and stuff in it? I want to watch Fate. That too. Yeah, I gotta watch Fate.
Second season of Overlord Fate. Was slow.
Was it? You think so?
It was political. Political nonsense with the lizard.
That's
men.
My favorite. Political stuff.
Nonsense.
Like Star Wars episode
Stop.
One.
Stop. You shut your mouth that right fan, now.
How else would I know about all the intergalactic policies and traits?
And then angsty children blowing up star ships.
I would say first, just watch The Devil's a Part-Timer for me.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just one season.
Is that coming back? It's a fun anime?
Season 2 is coming out next year.
Oh, thank God.
It should be, I think, winter. So
but that's just a fun anime to watch?
It's also action. I watched that.
Really good action.
2012. And I still wanted season 2.
Wow, that's how old it is?
Yeah, they're finally in. That's where the
That's
hype.
When I watched it. I don't know when it actually came
it's
out.
Like, it's like you watching Shield Hero, forgetting about it. And then being, they're like, "Hey, guess what we're bringing back, guys?" That's what Attack on Titan did. That shit pissed me off. That shit came out the year after I graduated, and then 5 years later, hey, here's season 2. Hey,
by the way.
And then not only that, season 2 fucking sucked.
Season 2, God.
You know it doesn't suck. Shield Hero. Wait, when is that? When's that coming out?
That one's got postponed to spring, so that should be around March.
I do like Shield Hero a lot.
Yeah, it's a good.
That's when Overlord and Saga also come out. Tiny of the Evil, so good, all of them.
All right, so we heard lots of anime, lots of things to watch. We're actually watching a movie tomorrow.
We are Ghostbusters.
Who are you gonna call?
I never saw any of them. I should probably watch them.
You probably should.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, watch.
No, it's just the one.
No, just watch the. Yeah,
it's
the
just one because the second one
is the marshmallow
canon.
One.
What's up?
Is that the marshmallow one?
Yes.
The first one?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, we'll put it on.
Because the dogs make an appearance again. Obviously, the Marshmallow Man makes an appearance again.
Wait, so the second one's not canon?
No. They're saying that the first one happened, second one did not happen, and this is technically the second one.
Okay. Did the girl one happen?
No, God, no.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was fine.
No,
So Doctor Strange messed up the multiverse.
Oh, so this was everything. Universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did the comic book reset.
Yeah, I liked because I like Thor. It was dorky in it. And then like what's the girl from Saturday Night Live? She did like her slow motion like action scene with the guns, and I was like, this is cool.
It's,
why not?
It's fun, but it was just like it. Everybody wanted Bill Murray and everybody to come
everyone
back.
And so,
I didn't watch it. Mama Sing was just a comedy with like Ghostbuster theme.
Yes.
Oh, 100% it was. Like I thought it was fun, but yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, you did see it. Okay.
It wasn't. I know that people were complaining about it and stuff like that. And I was just there to have a good time.
Complaining. You just got to go watch a movie and just enjoy it.
It was rough because I think it was the same year as Ocean's 8 came out. And.
Oh, is that when they did like the female cast of it?
It was female cast of like. They were trying to do a female cast of like a lot of movies, and it just like
I thought the Ocean's female cast was actually pretty tight.
I really enjoyed Ocean's 8.
I thought I had a good time.
It gave me the same vibes as any Ocean movie.
And then
the
old school guys made cameos, and I was like, hell yeah,
yeah,
hell yeah,
yeah.
But I will say,
yeah, I did like that because they didn't ignore them; like they were still there.
Yeah, but Matt Damon nor
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. It's not a Matt Damon movie unless somebody's trying to save Matt Damon.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right. So lots of things to watch. Number one on the list, though, if you haven't watched Arcane, 100%.
100%.
Go start that now because then you can watch the rest of it come this weekend.
I thought because when I saw how long the episodes were, I was like, oh, man.
They fly by.
They go quick. Yeah. Intro is tight.
I want the Jinx skin to come on League, but it's not there. Oh, is it?
Next week, so we had Jace. Vice came out today. I think next week is I think it is Jinx, actually.
Hopefully. I spend some money
or
on
Caitlyn. No, it's Caitlyn then Jinx. I think Jinx is the more popular one.
I suck with you, Caitlyn, though. Yeah. I suck with Jinx, too.
But you say Caitlyn's cute.
She is pretty cute. I think I've been
on
all cute.
Non-stop winning streak on League. Like,
with Caitlyn?
All of them.
Oh. Ranked?
I don't touch ranked in any game. I try to enjoy video games now, okay?
Yeah. What's your rank, bro?
Yeah, what's your rank?
Actually, bro? Part of the battle pass for Halo is to play ranked, and I'm actually pretty salty about it. He's like, damn it. Because there's so many sweats. Yeah. There's so many sweats on Halo. Like,
really?
Literally, I played with two people who already spent $100 on the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, congrats. Your skin's on fire. You're still ass.
Tonight.
You're still ass.
You're still ass.
We still carry it.
Ass. Your ass. 1v1 me.
It's bringing back good memories of Halo.
Russ, 1v1 me, Russ.
Oh,
all right, so we're gonna be playing Halo. We're gonna be watching Arcane. We're gonna see Ghostbusters. I'm still hyped. Well, apparently Panda is the hype meter does exist for Spider-Man for him.
It's there. It's just not on.
It was there. Daniel, tell him where you at, sir.
Twitter.
Being a punk ass little bitch.
Instagram.
Being a punk ass little bitch.
Twitch.
Being a punk ass little bitch.
PSN. Being Xbox. Punk ass little you bitch. Find me at Danzilla. DAANNZILLAA.
You can find him, you punk ass little bitch.
Punk ass Brian. Punk ass Panda.
Panda.
Right now, honestly, you can't punk find me bitch. Anywhere. I'm just non existent right now. Just give me a little bit more.
Give me.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're close. Well,
you can find him. You can still find him at.
Yeah. You won't see anything. I haven't tweeted. I haven't posted. Yeah. I haven't twitched.
You should.
I'm on YouTube. That's if good. You watch a VTuber, you might see me comment occasionally.
Yeah. Add Pandazilla on Xbox also to play Halo with him.
Yeah.
And convince him to play ranked. I'll probably be playing only ranked on Halo. And
Don't listen to him.
Venomzilla, two ways at the end. Join us. Let us know if you did watch Arcane and what you thought about it, and let me know how great it was. If you have anything negative to say about it, I don't want to hear it.
No hate.
And we're gonna be playing Kingdom Hearts, and the next time we play, or the next time we talk, Daniel will have officially played League. Because if he does, I'm gonna punch him right in the.
I will say I have played a game of League.
He's gonna play
he played
more
with
League.
Us. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did I get mad?
Was actually him trying to help me. Everybody else is yelling at me, and I was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
That does sound, that sounds right. Like, I don't remember this, but it sounds right.
I played
right.
Jungle with Panda, and he's just
you played Jungle. That's why. Well, stick you, like, on mid or something that you don't have to try as hard.
Mid is literally the most brain-dead lane.
I literally just picked a character, and you're all like, why'd you pick that one? Like, I don't know. You told me
is
to
it,
pick one.
Is it like the time that we played Apex, and you threw your ult inside of a cave?
Oh, Apex
and you
thought, Arenas is so fun.
And you
so
thought
fun.
That the bombs were going to go through a mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's the kind of player Daniel is. All right. It was great talking to y'all.
Playing a game with literal.
Okay,
like,
we're done. Punk ass little
dumb
bitch.
Physics.
Punk ass little bitch. We're out.
Bye.
We're out.